There are shows with psychics.
And there are shows with doctors.
But there's no show like The Psychic and the Doc.
Your practical paranormal power unleashed.
This show synthesizes the talents of world-class medium Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, psychic explorer,
and street smart spiritualist, behavioral psychologist, Dr. Pat Vasily. All subjects are on the table and no topic is taboo. Inspiration, insight,
action, and fun as Mark Anthony connects callers with loved ones in spirit.
In tandem with Dr. Pat's fresh, no-nonsense, street smart, intuitive insights. And she is hilarious.
Extraordinary problems
require extraordinary solutions, which may come from this side
or the other side. This is The Psychic
and the Doc, and it starts now. Hey everybody, I'm Mark Anthony, and I'm here with my amazing co-host, Dr. Pat Vasily, and we have an incredible show tonight here on the Transformation Network with The Psychic and the Doc. And before we get into everything, I think everybody is aware that yesterday, the queen of rock and roll, Tina Turner, transitioned into eternity. And I can't believe that when I was a kid, a friend of mine, she said, she got tickets to go see Lionel Richie. And I was all excited because he was on the top of his game. And his opening act was Tina Turner. And I didn't know who she was. And I'm like, God, she's incredible. I mean, she was all over.
And those legs.
And those legs. She was just amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was such a fantastic. I mean, like, I was blown away with her show. And then Lionel Richie comes on. And for his encore, he brings her on the stage and sings Once, Twice, Three Times a Lady to her. And I couldn't believe that. Now, looking back, I saw Lionel Richie and Tina Turner perform together. And Tina, we all know her songs, What's Love Got to Do with It, The Best, Great Spirits. I mean, you can go on and on. I mean, I can't think of a time in my life when Tina Turner music hasn't been there.
Yeah.
And I found a quote that I think is really good for this particular episode, is something Tina said. At every moment, we always have a choice, even if it feels as if we don't. Sometimes that choice may simply be to think a more positive thought.
Mark,
and I just love that.
That is such a beautiful quote that you found. I mean, when I think about, I'm struck here because I'm in New Jersey, and I'm in a moment of what deep friendship is all about. And Dr. Sharon Martin is our very special guest today. For all of you listening, this is a live call-in show, y'all. Except now you get The Psychic and the Docs with an S.
And the paradox.
And the paradox.
The psychic,
it's the psychic and the D-O-X.
But we are taking callers. So 1-800-930-2819. It's going to be a different show because first you're going to hear about why Doc Martin is here and what it's about. But I have to mention Cher. Cher and Tina Turner were friends, long friends. They were buds, and that is so close to my heart right now of what that means. And when Cher talked about her, she said she fought this sickness for such a long time. She was so strong, as you think she would be. But I know towards the end, she told me once, she said, I'm really ready. I just don't want to put up with this anymore. When you have friendship at the deepest level like that, and I know what that's like, I have it, to be there for somebody and let them be, that's what it's about. And it's interesting this is coming up because today we have an incredible guest. Dr. Sharon Martin is joining us here today. She is a medical doctor and a PhD. So every day she goes into the office, just like medical MDs do, and then at night, I don't know if it's at night.
At night, Jekyll and Hyde.
She turns into superhero shaman. And congratulations on this book. This book, Maximize Your Healing Power. Please, everyone, this book, you're going to hear a lot from for a long time and a lot about shamanic healing techniques to overcome health challenges. And I'm very clear about that. Dr. Sharon Martin, Amazon number one bestseller, new released Amazon bestseller, multiple categories, top 10, top four, amazing. And when you hear from her today, you'll find out why. No one has done what she has done to bridge the gap between science and spirituality. It is done in such a beautiful way. And hopefully throughout the show, you'll get to see some of the dynamic nature of the model she created. Literally, Mark, I've seen people take medicine, and I've seen people take spirituality. And then I've seen people take, you know, the collective indigenous. Then I've seen people take the mind. But when you take a look at the Chicana, and I don't know, Sierra, if you have the animated version of it. When you take a look at what she's done to look at the medicine wheels of the Chicana and then bring in the spiritual centers, the intentions, and then to bring in, I don't know if we have this image. I don't know if I can show everybody. But when you look at that, I have not seen in my 20 years doing this a model that takes the dynamic of the elements and then can focus on allergies, can focus on the kidney, dermatology, rheumatology. How she did it, I don't know. But Mark, why don't you start asking her?
Well, yes, absolutely. And what I want to start with, though, is first off, I read the book and I love it. So I highly recommend it as well. And, you know, being a writer and being an author, I'm very, you know, I'm always very critical of the books that I read, and she gets an A+. So Sharon, you did a great job with this. Plus, it's hard to put down. It was very, very engaging, entertaining, informative, educational, the good spiritual connection in the book. And what I like is how you're taking Western medicine and then combining it with shamanistic healing practices. But before we get into that, when a lot of people think of a shaman, they think of a witch doctor, somebody running around chicken bones in their noses and, you know, shaking maracas and stuff. But can you explain to our listeners, what is a shaman?
Okay. I want to just take a quick minute and acknowledge Tina Turner. I saw her with Mick Jagger in Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Oh,
there you go.
80 something. I mean, Mick Jagger brought her out and the two of them, holy moly, what energy. But anyway, and I want to, on a separate note, I want to thank you guys, Dr. Pat and Mark, because you guys helped all along when I had my thoughts and ideas for this book, helped formulate it. And so anyway, a person doesn't get to the places they go without the village behind them. So I want to just take a minute and say thank you.
It's an honor.
What is a shaman? So there are purists who say it can only be from Mongolia and you have to enter an altered state and you have to drum and you have to do this and do that. And for me, I'm not a purist that way. To me, the modern day idea of shamanism, which it was an indigenous practice around for at least 35,000 years, was people connecting, in my opinion, to the earth and to spirit, and using those connections and being interdependent with those energies to shift the outcome of their lives, either finding the game to track, to hunt for the winter, finding the cure for somebody in the village with a pneumonia. So for me as shaman, the key components are a recognition that humans are not alone in the universe. We are interdependent, and that there are energies around us. We'll call them spirit. We'll call them angels. We'll call them spirit guides, ascended masters, nature forces. We can go on and on. those energies are available to align with and to get help from. And if it, so there is a spiritual quality to being a shaman, but it can be a spiritual quality that is of nature and very animistic. But it's that willingness to connect and then bringing all of those resources to bear on a situation. So that's how it feels to me.
So chapter three, now I found that one very, very intriguing. And it's entitled, Why Western Medicine is Not Enough. What led you to that conclusion?
Being hit over the head day in and day out, starting in medical school, with the premise that doctors are, they hold some magic potion and you have to bow before them to get it. There's a premise that the knowledge that they carry is somehow secret. They can't really even tell you about it. And that we don't include all of the things that have been there for 35,000 years. It's very limited. It's beautiful in science. It's beautiful in the microscopic detail, but it is not inclusive of the psyche, unless you're a psychologist or psychiatrist, and it's not inclusive of your soul.
That's what I saw when I was practicing law full time, because now I'm doing my spiritual work. And I practiced, one of the facets of my practice was personal injury. And I remember how medical doctors looked at chiropractors and acupuncturists and herbalists as voodoo medicine. And there was this rift. And then when I was in Japan, I found it fascinating because the medical approach in Japan was a cross-disciplinary approach. So if you had an orthopedic problem, you could see an orthopedic doctor, but then they may refer you to a chiropractor and or an acupuncturist. They wanted to treat you with herbs. And I believe the Chinese also are along those lines. And I've seen, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, do you think that it's changing in the United States? Do you think we're going to start heading more towards a cross-disciplinary approach when it comes to treatment of people with chronic pain?
I think it is already starting. It's usually starting with the chiropractors, the naturopaths. The MDs are slow to change their style, and there's a lot of fear of medical legal liability. But I think we have to change it. I think we have to start. If we don't grab onto this new frontier of gathering all what we have at our fingertips to be able to apply, and especially also the field of consciousness, if we don't start pulling that in, we already are losing people's hearts and minds. They're sort of feel a little stuck with us right now, as opposed to happy to have joined up with us.
Wow.
I think, Sharon, let me ask you about this, because my own healing journey, I am probably the least likely person to be standing up here, holding the book up, raving about it, taking this journey with you. Prior to 2004, and of course, many of you have heard me tell this story, started the show in 03, 6 months later, April 1st of 04, my ankle's the size of a, large grapefruit soccer ball. I can't walk, and mystery disease. And it led me on a path. And if I had not moved to the Seattle area, the greater Seattle area, I know I wouldn't be here today for a lot of reasons. I live in Washington State, Progressive, the home of Bastyr University. If y'all don't know that, you can look that up. But we also have great MDs. We have great MDs. There's something that goes on there. And when I shared a story today, somebody asked me, how did you find Dr. Darvish? And I always hesitate, Mark, right? Just like it's being a psychic lawyer, right? Like you're a lawyer, Doc Mark, right? The three of us here. Anytime you share a story like this, people are like, okay, the angel lady told me, the angel lady. And I want to ask you about this, Sharon. The angel lady said to me, you know what, Pat? I think you got to look up T3. And then see, 2003, nobody's really Googling, okay? 2000, look up T3. And if you find a naturopath, pick it. There were two. I picked Dr. Darvish. Saved my life. But Sharon, here's my question for you. I have many stories about intuition. Mark is intuition. If you know, you had to pick somebody, he's like, that'd be his like middle name. There'd be something going on in there. But you tapped into something to write this book. What was it?
Well, you and I have talked often over the past 6 years while I was writing this. There are so many times in my life, as I reflect now with the spiritual beliefs I have now, where I was steered by something bigger than myself, steered by, and it was more than serendipity. And so along the lines of that, my father died in 2003, I think. But in the late 80s, he said, you guys can't keep practicing this kind of medicine. Maybe it was in the mid 90s. You have to start incorporating other things. Yeah. And he said, you have to write a book. And that was, I guess, in the early 90s, maybe. And so I do feel, and we're here on a show where we're allowed to step off into a little bit of the alternative for many people. I do feel
just a little.
Just a little. Let's take a little stretch here. My dad guided me this whole time. In fact, I felt him very clearly multiple times during this. And I think all of us have spirit guides that help us, angels, guardian angels, ancestors, higher level beings than our ancestors who are, I call them the whispers from spirit, the whispers. And if you have to be able to take time and be quiet and listen to them, luckily I learned how to slow it down a little to listen. But that's probably, I got guided. I never thought about being a physician. I never thought about going to graduate school. I wanted to be a veterinarian. And then all of a sudden an opportunity shows up. I go to graduate school. Then another opportunity shows up and I leave my faculty job at Emory to go to medical school. You know, there's a bigger plan that somebody figured out. Somebody, one of the big cheeses figured out and steered me.
But I asked that question because there are so many things that you've been able to weave and integrate into the book. I'm Mark, I'd like for you to just, you know, chat about it. But I was struck, yeah. You know, like the expression where they say, you got me at, what the heck was that line? You got me at hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had me at hello. You had me at walk with me.
Mm-hmm.
That first chapter, anybody that starts a book that invites you to walk with them, it is so powerful. Walk with me, Mark, right?
It is. And also it's good writing too, because it immediately engages the reader. You know, like I said, I read, a lot of people ask me to endorse their books and I was happy to and honored to endorse yours, Doc Martin.
Great.
But that walk with me, you know, I felt metaphorically you taking my hand and bringing me on this journey. And one of the terms that you used, which just totally rocked my world, was luminous energy field. I absolutely love that, because you're talking the same language that I speak about energy and frequency. Mm-hmm. So what is a luminous energy field, and what do we commonly know it as?
So what I was taught was the luminous energy field is this egg-shaped cocoon around each of us. It extends out, and with practice, mental practice, you can extend it farther. And That's what many of the seers in Indigenous cultures can actually visualize. And that is the connection between you and source. And that is the place where you can download the information that affects your physiology and the place that can be wounded by traumatic imprints, emotional or physical. So that luminous energy field, I had to be trained how to see it, how to sense it, but you feel it. For me, I feel it as vitality. I often see it if it's dampened or clogged. I often see in my mind's eye swirling black or heavy black cruddy stuff or a void. And most people, I would say the words we probably all could get behind are vitality, life force, chi. What words did you have in mind, Mark?
Aura.
Aura. Mm-hmm.
The luminous energy field is the aura. And the reason I was so drawn to that is, you know, we always hear about, oh, you have an aura. Well, for those of you who are watching this, all right, behind me, there's some lamps and they're glowing. Mm-hmm. Well, that glow is the aura of the mm-hmm. light bulb. And an aura is the energy field around an energy source. And so that's what I loved about the term mm-hmm. luminous energy field, because that's what it is. And when you said it was egg-shaped, and I've seen that, you know, because mm-hmm. everybody can see auras. That's not something just psychics can do. It takes some practice. And even you said you learned how to do it. So how did you learn how to see auras, to perceive the luminous energy field, Doc Martin?
I think this is one of the best things about the shamanic training I did with the Four Winds is you start to do exercises where you train yourself to suspend your thinking mind and you go into a meditative space, sometimes an altered space, and then you get intuitive hits and intuitive seeings. And then you train yourself to believe them enough to share them. And we had exercises with each other to share them with our classmates and get validation. So, and then you start to open your awareness to these things that you've been taking in all the time. You just had closed off from being aware of it, but you practice it and you say, and then it's like, you know, the cardinal shows up the day after your mom passes away and it was her favorite bird, and the cardinal shows up on the banister on the deck on the railing, and you don't just go, oh, there's a pretty cardinal. You start to give it meaning and you begin to sense that there's something else going on, like the memory of your mother, even the presence of your mother. So I think that's something you can train yourself.
You know, I want to talk about this before we go to break, and then we're going to take a short break, Gail. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones for you. But I was struck as I was reading your book, and Mark, as you asked these beautiful questions, and Mark, I want to thank you as well. I want to thank you. There are many people that know you, Mark, and they know what you do in the world. They know you're also an amazing best-selling author, award-winning author. But what they may not know about you is your generosity and your willingness to support other people. Mm-hmm. And I say this because if you are an author and you write a book like Sharon wrote, to find someone like you, Mark, to really step out, write that beautiful endorsement, and here we are having her on the show. And it is so powerful. It's powerful. It's a lesson I learned early on from Dr. Jean Houston, Angelus Arian, Donna Eden. I mean, what those women, I had never seen it before. But what we're talking about here is an energy of itself. It's an energy of itself. And I think when we come back, what I'd like to talk with you about, Sharon, is the energy that carried that forward to not just talk about some very special now visually. We can all have our own visualization, Mark. I love that. Our own aura visualization. But also, how you did integrate the science into this book, because you did, but you did it in a way that was so beautifully done. It was this, it's like the tapestry that I saw at the Palisades. It was so beautifully done that you don't know that you're being told it's science. Why? That's my problem, right? That's why I studied psychology. That's why I didn't study biology. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about how you integrated ancient techniques, the Chicana, and literally organs of the body to help people. Let's take a short break, Sierra, if we could. When we come back, we're going to chat with Doc Martin. I call her Doc Martin, Dr. Sharon Martin, very special guest. The book is available everywhere. All you need to literally type in, if you type this in, maximize your healing power. You can also go to her website, drsharonmartin.com. When we come back, you're going to get the psychic, the doc, and you should know that Doc Martin is also a medical intuitive. So let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Damayanti, where style and beauty meet timeless wisdom. Damayanti, wearable mantras in sacred Sanskrit. Finely crafted and etched with beautiful reminders of your inner beauty and strength. Made in America and shipped directly from us to you. Damayanti, the place to find beautiful jewelry specially made with love. Go to damayanti.store now to find the special mantra that speaks to your soul.
Are you trying to build something new or break away from something that no longer serves you? Are your batteries drained or struggling to hold a charge? Let me, Erica Gifford Mills, help empower you to make and maintain the positive changes you are aching for. Together, we will make a plan for your growth and new path that you can accomplish. Visit my website, getrootedradio.com, to schedule your free Empower Hour today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek, the fourth Tuesday each month at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the golden age that provides truth and answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you monthly on TransformationTalkRadio.com on Knowledge Book Radio. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.com.
You can't just fix yourself on the outside and expect the inside to follow. Whether you're 5 or 85, healthy living can begin whenever you decide you want a better life. Tune into Keeping Up with Barbara Scheidegger every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn about implementing a daily routine and finding a balance to improve your life. Learn to live agelessly. Go to BarbaraScheidegger.com. That's Barbara, S-C-H-E-I-D-E-G-G-E-R.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It's great to have you tune us in, turn us on. Hey, Mark, before we hop off, I know we get really right going. How do people find out about you? Because you got stuff going on.
I have a lot of really exciting events coming up in the next couple of weeks, a number of free online summits that I'm involved with. And if you go to my website, afterlifefrequency.com, you can find out about them. I'm going to be on Paranormal 60 on Monday night with Dave Schrader. We're talking about the night vision red demons. That's a really crazy, wild, interesting story. I'm going to be on the X Zone with Rob McConnell on the 30th. But then I'm going to be a part of the Spirituality to Success online event. and then Secrets to Unlimited Energy and the Spiritual Awakenings International Summit. And to find out about all these, and these are free events, please go to my website, afterlifefrequency.com, and you can register for those. They're going to be really, really great, really uplifting. So, Dr. Pat, I understand we have a caller or two.
Yeah, I'm going to kick it back to Sierra. Sierra, who do we have?
We have Gail from New Jersey. You are now live. Welcome to the show, Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Hello, Dr. Pat. Hi, Mark. Hi, Dr. Sharon. How are you?
Hi, good.
So I'm sitting with my neighbors, and we have a question in regard to a very large orb that keeps showing up every night, single night.
Let me just stop you for 1 minute. If you're on a speakerphone, can you just turn it off? Because you're breaking up. And I want just if you turn your speakerphone on, just talking the phone. I want Mark to hear every word you're saying.
Okay. So here I am. Okay. So the question is
turn your radio off in the background. That's what it is.
Turn that off. Yeah. Okay. So this large orb is showing up nightly at my neighbor's house. It's as big as, remember when we were little, those big bouncy balls that we would play with? It's huge. And the doorbell ring and alerts them that there's activity outside. And you can see this huge orb on their video. So we're kind of wondering who this is, what it is.
Okay. So you want to know, is there someone from the other side that's either orchestrating the orb? That was like a little ditty right there.
This is not a human spirit. This is an elemental that is in close proximity to you. I'm sorry, Dr. Pat, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Do it.
What I'm getting, Gail, you got a lot of stuff going on spiritually. But what I'm picking up on, Gail, before we get to the elemental, there is a female energy connected to you through your mother's side of the family that feels like she could be on the grandparent level. And this woman was elderly when she passed. I'm seeing lots of lines in her face. I'm also getting a sense that she was kind of disconnected mentally toward the end. It could be heavy medication, could be some dementia, but she was aware of what was going on, but kind of in a fog. And her passing was not a quick event, nor was it a surprise. She was in declining health, and actually get that her passing was quite peaceful. Does this make any sense to you? Do you recognize this person?
Well, you know what? I have my neighbors listening in, so I'm feeling like this question would really be for them. You know,
No. I'm asking you. Does this person resonate with you?
Me.
I'm asking you.
No, it does not.
Everyone. Okay.
No.
Are your neighbors there? You don't have a grandmother on your mother's side that passed?
Oh, I do. My mother's mother passed. Yep.
And what did she pass from?
Parkinson's.
And was it a long, slow passing?
She was in a nursing home, so she, you know, a couple of years of just kind of,
what I just described was your maternal grandmother. So you got to be careful about immediately going to no and doing the no thing. I want you to focus on this, because this is the spirit that's coming through. Your maternal grandmother is coming through, and this orb of light is an elemental. Elementals are non-human spiritual intelligence, which are aligned with nature, earth, air, water, fire, which is fascinating, Doc Martin, because a lot of what you talk about is involved with this. And this is not a malevolent entity. It's actually being drawn to some type of electromagnetic field that is fluctuating at I guess your neighbor's house. Are they having any type of electrical work or electrical anomalies or something going on? Because it's being attracted to this electromagnetic field at their house. And I keep hearing like a fan. So I don't know if they have an air conditioner or a heater or some type of turbine, but there is something there that is attracting this energy.
Okay. But it's not a spirit energy.
Elementals are spirits, but they're non-human spirits. All right, Doc, I'll let you guys take it from here.
Okay. All right, Doc Martin, what is your sense? You want to go first?
I had two senses at first. First of all, that there was a woman who had passed who was close, but I couldn't connect it with this orb, so I was a little confused. And then the orb thing, I thought, this is just a curious intelligence. I did not get a feeling of a person, but just a curiosity, and that it wanted to be next to the house. And then Mark explained it perfectly.
Yeah. Okay.
So let me ask you, may I ask you a question before you go?
Yes.
You have your neighbor there, correct, with you?
I do. She's sitting right next to me.
Okay, put yourself on the speakerphone now.
Okay, we're on. Yep.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Donna.
Donna.
Yeah.
Are you involved with the orb?
Only in the sense that, you know, I am inside the house when it appears outside on my front porch, and my phone gives me a notification that there's motion outside.
Yeah.
So when I play back the camera, that's when I okay. see it.
So can I say something to you? Don't take this wrong. You know who this is, yeah. though. You know this elemental. You know this. You know this energy.
I don't. I mean, that's why
you do.
We were curious and called in.
Yeah, listen carefully to me when I say this. I'm going to try to be clear. Who in your life ever, or what has ever helped, who helped lift you up? You don't have to share your personal information on air, but who helped mm-hmm. lift you up? What helped lift you up? What? It's not a who. What helped lift you up? Like 5 years old, what happened that something had to help lift you up? I don't know what that means. My question.
You know, I had an experience when I was an early teenager.
Yes, tell me that.
But
tell
you're
me
right.
Give me 2 minutes. It's real quick.
So, you know, I was having issues with one of my parents, and so, you know, I went to therapy for it. So I'm not quite sure if that's what you're referencing.
But something helped you stop therapy. What was it?
I don't know. I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm going to leave you with this question. You had a spiritual awakening somewhere. Google spiritual awakening.
Okay.
You had one. I had one in the Catholic Church. Very young age, 6 years old. Something happened to open you up, open your energetic field, because people that see orbs and then video orbs, they have been opened up. So think about that. But I want you to not talk about it. Try to lean into it, because there's something in there, and just ask it. What do you want me to be aware? Just ask it a question.
Yeah, and it's not evil. It's not negative. It's not evil.
No. Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
no.
Real quick, Donna, is there any type of electrical activity, like a air conditioner, some type of turbine, heater, some type of unusual electrical activity that's been going on at your house, or some type of machinery that you just brought in there recently?
Not that we brought in. I mean, we did have a couple minor electrical issues, but
There we go. That's what I was trying to explain before, was that there is some shift in the electromagnetic field that's attracting this energy to you. It's really nothing to worry about.
It's not a bad thing.
It's actually kind of cool. I'm sorry, but you know, from my standpoint, it's kind of a cool thing. So here's what I'm going to suggest is reflect it away. You know, ask your, and I don't know what your belief system is, but I always tell people, ask the divine to send forth angels to escort this entity into the light. Because, you know, I believe it's an elemental, and Doc Martin's tuned into the elemental as well. And Dr. Pat's getting that there, you had some spiritual epiphany at some point in your life, and an elemental may have been part of all that. But just ask God to send forth angels to escort this entity into the light for its own good. And see, that way you're not throwing negativity at it, and you're not throwing fear at it. You're saying, wishing you well elsewhere. Okay. So do that. But don't worry. It's not a boogeyman. It's not coming to get you. It's not an invasion from the other side.
Okay. Does Perfect. That make sense?
Okay.
All right. Okay. It Thank does. You. All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling in. Hey, everybody, we got a special treat for you. Dr. Sharon Martin's here. By the way, Amazon, go get your copy. Maximize Your Healing Power. Fantastic book. She's going to take the next call from Mark. Sierra, who do we have?
We have Denise from New Jersey. Denise, welcome. You are live.
Yeah, they probably know I'm here in Jersey right now.
I was thinking that.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
I'm fine. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good. How can we help you?
Jersey?
I'm in Jersey right now. Yes.
Yes, I'm in the Jersey Shore, actually.
Okay, that's like its own state by itself. The Jersey Shore is like should have been broken off. I'm just kidding. How can we help you tonight?
Well, I'm here with my friend Deb. I'm taking care of her because she had some surgery today, but I wanted her to see the show. But when I saw that Dr. Martin was there and she's working on healing energy, that is where I'm kind of stuck with right now in life. I'm actually not stuck, but my Reiki master keeps telling me I have these abilities, and I obviously have inherited them from my great-grandmother, and I do feel like I have healing energy, and I've helped some people, but I have awareness, but I really lack confidence, and I wanted to know what suggests I do to build my confidence, because I really do want to help people.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go with this, Mark.
Yes, go, Doc Martin. I think this one's for you.
This one's for you.
So, Denise, we're talking about you, even though your friend is there and your friend just had surgery, but you're asking about you, correct?
Yeah, she wants to how can she build confidence in becoming a healer?
So actually what I heard is you have all of these abilities, all of these capacities that you download from spirit, but they sort of stick in the thought process and they don't come through into the physical world, that you can't bring them all the way through. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah. Like
that was a great way to say it.
Yeah. I was actually in Hawaii recently in Maui, and I was climbing this mountain when I felt something pulling me from behind. And when I turned around, there was like tremendous energy that just powered through. A lot of my energy comes right through the skull, my skull, like it's like an open area. And I felt so energized and so powered that I picked up a few things on my healing abilities there, where I could actually, it feels like if I go into a position like a bow, like I'm pulling back a bow and arrow, I could aim energy at people to heal them.
Wow.
So I think what you're asking is how to actually be able to do that in the physical world. And what I'm sensing is there's not a complete flow. You've had this enormous influx, and it is hovering around here, but you have not gotten it all to flow through yet. And so go ahead.
Exactly. Okay. That's what's happening.
Conscious practice at visualizing that energy coming all the way through, step by step, to the throat, to the clavicles, to the heart, to the lungs. Just keep doing that. And especially if you are outside and grounded, standing even barefoot on the ground, to bring that down, to do visualizations and and imaginings to bring that down, because you want to become the channel between heaven and earth. You don't want this stuff to just be stuck here. And then you are, you said, like a bow and arrow, you're tight, you're taut, you're at spring ready, like you've got to bring it down. And if you can practice moving that column of light, then you can start to bring that into creation.
And Doc Martin, I want to piggyback on what you just said for Denise's benefit. My mother, who was a very gifted psychic medium, she always told me, don't use your own energy because you'll burn yourself out. You use the energy of the light. And that's exactly what Dr. Martin's saying, is because what it sounds like, Denise, is you're a wide open channel for this energy, but then what's happening is you're trying to kind of control it, and by controlling it, you're starting to use your own energy, which will take a physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental toll on you. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So do what Dr. Martin's saying and say, okay, I'm the conduit, now I'm channeling the white light, the energy of the white light. One of the affirmations I always say is, I'm a clear channel for God's white light, or I'm a clear channel for the healing energy of the white light, however you want to frame it. And then you start visualizing and do what Doc Martin said, is use the energy of the infinite. Don't use your own energy. And then that will help.
When the indigenous said that they were being a hollow bone, that all you do is you are the vessel, you are the channel, you're not adding, you're just letting the river flow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm going to just leave you with this. I'm not surprised about Hawaii, because that's what happened to me. Hawaii is that kind of place. You went to Hawaii. Not everybody wants to go to Hawaii. So I want to just be really clear. I think there are two people in the world that don't want to go to Hawaii, but I don't know who they are. But when you go to Hawaii, the minute you step off the plane, you feel it. So I'm not surprised that you opened up there, because you can't not open up there, just the air. So if you could do that, they gave you great advice. Please, I hope that helped you tonight.
Yes, it does. And that would make a lot of sense why I'm exhausted right now.
There you go.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, Denise.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you. Have a great
night. You're welcome. You too. Have a great night.
Wow. I say powerful. We go. I bet.
I think we have one more.
I do. Sierra?
Sierra, who's next?
Okay. We have Gina from Florida. Gina, you are live.
Hi, Gina. How can we help you tonight?
Hi.
I just want to say thank you. I'm so excited to be on air. I really enjoy your show. And Mr. Anthony, I really enjoyed your latest book.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I think you'll enjoy Doc Martin's latest book, too. So I would definitely pick that up.
About that.
All right. How can we help you? Let me turn you over to Mark. See what's happening here.
Hey.
Okay, there. Oh, hold on.
I am. Hi.
Okay. Yeah, I'm picking up on a male energy coming through who's connected to you. Feels like he's through the male side of your family. So this could be a sibling, or could be somebody connected to you through your father's side of the family. Could be on the generation above you, or the one possibly above that, grandparent or parent level. And by parent, it doesn't have to be a parent. It could be an uncle. Could be an older relative. And what I'm getting with him, with his passing, is I'm tasting a lot of blood. But I don't feel that this was a bleed out. This feels like an infection, because I'm getting this bitter, just awful taste in my mouth, which when I get that indicates it could be like a sepsis or something that's affecting the blood. Ow, and now my kidneys are killing me. Okay, so which makes sense.
Your what is hurting?
Kidneys. So there could have been a problem with his blood. Could be dialysis could have been a factor. but I'm getting a gentleman who had a lot of medical complications, definitely with his blood. Does any of this make sense to you?
It does. My father passed a year and a half ago. He was battling with bone cancer, and I was not there when his passing, but I was told that he like aspirated and there was a lot of stuff coming up.
Okay.
At the time of his passing.
First off, please accept our condolences on the passing of your dad. He said, I feel fine now. And he said, strike.
And he showed me a bowling ball. Oh, my goodness.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, well, you just said that just like him. I don't know. What did you say again?
Strike. Like that. And to me, I'm
seeing, that's my father.
All right. So he's here. Let's see what he wants you to know. He said, don't be so down. Don't be so glum. Have a scoop of strawberry ice cream. Look around. What is with your dad and the rhymes and the ice cream?
It's funny you said that because his mother passed, a month after him, and she kept waking up and she was kept laughing and saying that my father, who had just passed, was in her bedroom and he was eating ice cream.
Okay, we are on a roll here. So Gina, so we got your dad, we got your grandmother, and they are here to help you feel more uplifted and happy. And the thing is, they know that you know that life goes on beyond the physical. They want you to, you know, they've established that. But they also said that you have been working very hard to change your point of view. And that's interesting the way they're putting it, because your point of view also means your attitude. And they're giving you big time kudos on how you're doing that. Does that make any sense to you?
Wow. I just got back from a walk and I was listening to Joe Dispenza. I'm a big fan of his on, the frontal lobe and your thought process and how to get work through those things. So 100%. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, Doc Martin, you got to put the icing on this cake with Dr. Pat.
Yeah, you take it away, Doc Martin. We got about 3 minutes.
Well, I was thinking about how wonderful it is that we have all of these helpers in the other world, in the afterlife, and how I had my dad help steer my book. So once you know that these beings, our loved ones, are there, they're watching, they're helping, just stop and tune into them and start to get messages about how to steer your life. And I think it's just wonderful, the resources that we have. And I'm so happy that Mark helped you see that they're there loving you.
Wow. Yes. I can't get over how he said, you're right. And like, that's just like he would say it.
Yeah. Look,
yeah.
Whatever it is that you've got, there's, and I'll just leave you with this. You're already tapped in. And so I love what Mark and Sharon said. Because anytime you get this kind of mentorship from folks like Mark and Sharon, Doc Martin, it's now going to open up a new level. I can't wait till you call back in so we could hear where you're going next. Thank you for calling us. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. This is, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you. What a great show. Yeah,
and for the other callers we didn't get to, Dr. Pat and I will be back next week with another call-in show.
Yes.
And I really want to thank Doc Martin for being our guest and her amazing new books, Maximize Your Healing Power. So last thing I want to say, then I'll turn it over to Dr. Pat. Tina Turner's song, What's Love Got to Do With It? Everything.
I have nothing to add to that. Doc Martin, last words.
Tina Turner. You're simply the best.
That's it for me.
Thank you guys for having me.
And
here.
If I had to end up on Tina Turner, I'm getting ready to go do my private dancer move. See you all. Thank See you, ya. Everybody.
Hey, everybody, thank you for tuning into The Psychic in the Dark with Mark Anthony and me, Dr. Pat Basile, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, look, come back next week so we can explore with you more of life's many challenges and learn from fascinating guests. And you know what? Even Mark and me. We'll connect you and discover insights from people in this life and from the afterlife. Extraordinary problems, yeah, they do. They require extraordinary solutions. But step into the world of possibilities with us on The Psychic and the Doc. That's every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com. And don't forget, we're also live face-to-face on Facebook.com, Transformation Talk Radio.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers.